All right, we are live from REMM 2018, just in the mountains of Park City, Utah. I'm going to go around and interview some of the folks that are here and then distribute it out on my audio adventure. We'll start it off. Going to pass the mic.
What do you got to say to the folks? This is my podcast.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
What do you think of day one? Go ahead and introduce yourself. Share about day one, what your takeaways were, and what you're excited for day two.
Well, I'm Jose De Leon, Orlando, Florida. Top Florida Realtor is my tag. Day one was very interesting. I really want to get started on the videos and things like you're doing, and the backlinks and YouTube and everything kind of getting tied in together is what I was really looking for. And I think this is day two now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Facebook ad. So I think I got a good amount of nuggets yesterday to be able to move forward when I get back and implement everything.
So share a little bit about your business. How is business where you're at in the market? I think you guys just were affected by some major hurricanes, so curious to see what the real estate market's like.
Yeah, so the hurricanes didn't hit Orlando too much. Got a couple down trees and things like that, but it was more on the coast. But it's, as far as real estate goes, unfortunately and kind of fortunately, hurricanes are good for the real estate market. So even though there was probably supposed to be some stabilization in prices, I think it's going to keep climbing.
And one thing you shared with me last night is that you've been in the business now a long time. Share a little bit about your story of from the beginning and just getting into the business and what people are saying in your company about this whole internet craze of what's happening for our industry.
Well, yeah, I started as soon as I was actually passed my class when I was 17 years old. I took the state exam as soon as I turned 18. So I've been licensed now 12 years. And basically, I got into the business because of my mom. She was a broker in New Jersey. She's been doing it since the mid-90s. And yeah, we basically took off after 9/11 happened in New York, came over to Orlando, and started the business there before the boom. Things were going very well. And then you had to adjust. We had to switch over to the REO side to keep business afloat, keep things going, because the traditional residential wasn't really there. Everything had dropped out. So now everything's coming back up, back to the traditional and flipping houses and all that stuff. We have family in the business as well, cousins, aunts, uncles. But yeah, I mean, it's been good for the business. And what was the second part?
The internet and how it's changing business. There's a reason you're here, but I think we're similar in the fact that not everybody in our office recognizes what's happening related to the internet.
Yeah, so right now everything's pretty traditional. Everything's pretty easy as far as the market goes, so no one's really innovating or trying different things. I see that coming just because I've been through it in 2005, 2006. I see the downturn coming, so I'm trying to stay ahead of the curve, and that's why I really wanted to come here to be proactive before stuff hits the fan.
And with stuff hitting the fan, where will you be at in your hopes of your business related to your digital presence? What are some of the things you're trying to set up for the future?
Well, I really want to set up that Top FL Realtor brand and get it really out there. I don't really market myself too much, just on Snapchat and things like that with my sphere of influence pretty much is all my business, and that feeds my investment properties. So as far as marketing, I haven't really had to do it, but now I see the downturn coming, and I definitely want to get out there before things slow down.
That's great. Where can people find you online?
On everything, at Top FL Realtor, and on Facebook, Jose, J-O-S-E, De Leon, D-E-L-E-O-N.
And you're in the Snappack group as well, right?
Yes, sir, I'm in the Snappack group.
Thank you. Keeping the audio adventure going, we got Frage. Frage, what do you think of day one?
Day one was awesome. We talked about it a little bit last night, and the passion of everybody, just awesome. And I think it's one thing when you have a conference and you're getting a whole bunch of different platforms, different people, where they're coming from, where they are in their business, and then you get the group that we have here where everyone's like-minded. There's not one person that's sitting here like, I don't know if this is going to be for me. Everyone came here because this is for them. And so when you have highly localized content for those people that get it, that have a passion, that are in this business for legacy. They're not just in it because, like, oh, I think I'll sell real estate and do this for a while, but it's really about legacy for them and that passion. Then you're going to see a lot of success, especially when they buy into it. We call it surrendering. I know it's not a great word, but you really got to surrender to the process. Doesn't mean you have to surrender who you are. Doesn't mean you have to surrender how you do your work. You take the best of what you win, but or what you get, and then put it into your business. But you surrender to the process. You surrender to the information, and don't try to do something yourself and try to re-engineer that until you've tried it yourself with your workflow, and then you start seeing where things, you know, change a lever here, add something here, do some A/B testing here. Then you really got your workflow. But like I said, it's about surrendering to what we're, what even me, what I'm being taught, and applying it. Because if you don't do that, then you could go to every conference, read every book, watch every video, every podcast. It isn't going to make a damn bit of difference, because if you don't surrender to it, you're just spinning your wheels.
Did you ever imagine there'd be this many people in Park City, Utah in 2017?
You know, it's funny. At first, when we first were planning this, I didn't think that we would, just because last year was great and it was cool. But at the same time, you don't think, okay, how many of us are there out there? You know, people that are focused on experience and the new era of consumerism and everything else. And then you find out that, wow, there is a lot of people. And then over the last year in the Snap Pack, how we've grown from just a couple hundred to 2,500 people. And then the passion of these people that are here today is that, I was like, you know, as we kept going through the year, I'm like, well, you know, we could probably do an event with more people. And then as we did it, we decided we didn't want to open up too crazy, start with a small group of people. So we got 20 some people here on top of the founders. And it's humbling that people would pay money, take time out of their business to come here and listen to us talk.
How about a quick shout out to the sponsors? Because I know this would not be possible without the sponsors. What can you say about them?
Well, it's awesome to have sponsors that believe in the content that we're doing and what we're trying to do for the industry, both mortgage and real estate. The title sponsor, of course, is my company, Mason McDuffie Mortgage. So that's awesome that they supported me and supported the Snap Pack the way they have. We have Easy Agent Pro, who is another sponsor. 2 years running, they sponsored our last event in Park City. We have Agentology, which is a new sponsor, and they're great. And then having EXP, which again has that same mentality of being a modern brokerage in a new economy, and having that. So it's great to have them as a board of sponsors.
That's great. And we got Dustin Brome hanging out here on the side.
I'm just on my way to the bathroom.
Should we follow you and ask your questions there?
I'm not opposed.
Jason, where can people find out? Yes, you can touch. Okay. Pinky wants to touch the mic.
I want to touch the mic. It's so big.
Okay. All right. That's good. There's no video. Good. There's no video here. Pinky, I'll interview you next. Give me 1 second. Yes. We're using a Zoom mic and just going around and asking people questions. I got the earbuds in so I can hear what's happening. Jason, where can people find out more about what you're doing in your business and then also learn from you? Because I think you are definitely not only a practitioner, but you're an educator and you enjoy educating. How can people connect with you?
Well, I am at Real Estate CIO everywhere, pretty much. That's at Real Estate, at Real Estate CIO, Medium, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Go to my site, which is realestatecio.com. You can see some of the videos I do there. You could contact me. Go to my business Facebook page. Send me a message. I just like helping people. We're going to be developing a coaching program over the next 5 months. I got a lot of requests for doing a mortgage marketing coach specifically, but also real estate coaching. So I'll be doing a lot of that. So if you are interested, just go to my website. Send me a message. And again, I'm just putting out content. So I'm not really about trying to get paid. I'm just really about trying to get our industry to the next level, because we've been behind for so long. It's that time to really put our foot forward. So
great. Thank you, Real Estate CIO. Check him out online, and he is up to some good stuff.
Thanks, Bucky. You're awesome.
We'll keep on going. Keep on going. Let's see if we can find somebody else that's just hanging. Oh, I got somebody sneaking up, going across the room. So here I am on my audio adventure.
What's up, Mr. Bucky?
Who am I hanging with right now?
Sonia, your chica from Chicago.
Sonia, tell us a little bit about yesterday. You were under the weather. What the heck happened?
Oh, my God. This altitude over here is no joke in Utah, but I was able to make it through the day. even though I was like feeling like totally overwhelmed with the information and not feeling well, I still made it through. I'm a champ, baby.
She is a champ, and today she is full of energy. So as you were in between trying to get feeling better and hearing all the great content, what are some of the things you learned yesterday, day one?
So number one is definitely Google your name, your first and last name, and whatever city you're working in, especially for real estate professionals. And check out what is actually getting you the business as well. So, it's, you know, are you getting the business through Yelp? Are you getting your business through Google? It's so important to make sure you have that social media profile. And any type of profile. So it could be your Google business page, your Facebook page. Like, get all your profiles set up and ready to go. So when people Google your name, you can pop out from the rest.
Google matters so much, doesn't it?
Heck yeah. A ton of my business comes from Google, for sure. So make sure you Google your name.
So one thing that I think is interesting about you is I feel like you got so much down. Like, I watch your internet hustle, and you have so much down. What are other things you have as takeaways? Because I feel like you're the sleeping giant in the room. People don't recognize how much you're up to. What else did you get for a takeaway that you're actually going to apply to your business?
So obviously video is super key, guys. And we know this, but really get your video hustle on, because that's where the game is at right now. You know, a lot of people don't like to read. You know, they'd rather take a look at your videos. So, but one other thing that I did get to is make sure that you do transcription on your videos too. So that way, if you're in a doctor's office, but you still want to see the content or listen to the content, you can actually read the content. So transcriptions. Also, Bucky, your little presentation was the bomb regarding having, you know, playlists on your YouTube channel to separate, you know, the content, but yet be in one channel so you don't feel like you have to create thousands of, you know, YouTube channels. You can all keep everything under one umbrella.
How are you transcribing videos right now? Do you have a tool or a tip?
Yes. So I actually use Fiverr. It's $5, and they'll transcribe any video under 16 minutes for $5.
Okay. And there was another one that I heard about yesterday. I can't remember the name of it. It was $1 per minute. So it sounds like Fiverr might be the cheaper route if it's under 16 minutes, depending.
Yeah, I've been using Fiverr for a while. So yeah, they definitely have, obviously the longer, the more they'll charge. But yeah, I've found some that are under 16 minutes, and the transcription is actually pretty good. So we took advantage.
Another thing I learned from you is the way to convert an MP4 to an MP3. What was the tip there that you have for everybody?
So there are definitely free online tools. So definitely be careful, because, you know, you might get some spam, but there are free online tools where you can do, if you need to convert, let's say, a video to audio, you can use this tool. It is KeepVid, and you will be able to actually convert many different file types from one to the other. So like an MP3 to an MP4, or MP4 to an MP3, and there's other different file conversions that you can use, and the system is free.
All right, we're getting ready for day two. Where can people find you online if they have questions, if they want to see what you're up to online? Where should they check you out?
They can check me out at csonia.com, SEESONIA.com.
And that's Sonia. She's from Chicago. Woo-hoo. And she has it going on. Check her out.
Woo-woo!
All right, we're going to keep on rolling. We're getting ready to start real quick. Dustin, before we start day two.
Yeah, buddy.
What are we going to learn in day two?
Today's going to be, there's a lot of Facebook talk, Facebook ads, Facebook pixels, Facebook retargeting, Facebook in general. And so at least the first part of the day is going to be pretty intense. So if people didn't get a good night's sleep last night, sucks for them, Bucky.
It does suck for them. And if people want to find out more about REMM, where can they go and where can they find out more about your brand?
Absolutely. So with REMM, UtahMastermind.com is our website. And what's cool is, I don't know when this is going to be airing or whatever, but after this event wraps, we're going to have a professionally done video. We're going to actually record a good hour plus of the event and put it up on the Utah Mastermind website so that people who weren't here can participate and learn and actually, you know, peek inside and see what's going on. So just stay tuned for UtahMastermind.com. A lot of changes are coming to that in the future. And that'll have information for for next year.
Heck yes.
Hint, hint. for next year, so stay tuned to that website.
And where can they find out more about your brand, Dustin?
SearchSaltLake.com.
Yes, go check that out. He's up to some good things over there. Thanks for joining in.
Thanks, Buck.
And we'll wrap up the audio experience, day number two at REMM in Park City, Utah, in the mountaintops, where we are having a blast talking about real estate marketing. If you want to find out more, you can definitely check out the Snap Pack on Facebook, or you can reach out to myself or any one of the individuals on the podcast. Catch you soon.